Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Lita Cho.
I'm Michael Lee.
And this week we are discussing a wonderful figure in the Hollywood industry, Mr. Stan Winston, the special effects, makeup, and even directing guru. And let's go straight into a little bit about him. He did win 4 Oscars.
He
has his own studio, several Emmy Awards as well.
And several studios, actually.
Yeah, and several legendary creatures that he's created.
Unfortunately, let's be correct about this and remember to refer to him in the past tense, given that he passed away last year.
Yes. Okay.
He had several studios.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. Or the way that I like to think of him is that right now he's somewhere in heaven being chased by dinosaurs and robots.
He would love that.
And he would just be like, hey, if I can just make a rudimentary lathe.
All right. So let's go into the first question we usually like to ask on the show. And this one being, what was the first Stan Winston movie creature you remember?
The first Stan Winston movie creature I remember will probably be shared with a lot of us. It was the T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
Oh, man, stole it right out of my mouth. T-Rex from Jurassic Park for me as well.
Yeah, because it's really memorable, and as a kid, I screamed.
Yeah, me too. I totally remember that scene.
Was that your first Stan Winston creature?
No, it was not. But
it was the most memorable.
I have a different one in mind, but that was
okay,
also
what is it?
It was a T-800. It was like
the Terminator.
Terminator
endoskeleton.
Yeah, it was really scary. When I saw them, the first movie, I was like, I was little and I don't remember anything about the movie.
Even with the jerky.
Not the first movie. The second movie. I only watched the second one, and I was little, and I was like, what? Oh my! He's supposed to be helping him. It was supposed to be he's helping him, but I was scared. I started crying.
Well, that was the original intent of the movie was that you didn't know which Terminator was actually going to kill John Connor.
Well, you didn't know Robert Patrick was a Terminator at that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And so the thing that I remember about the Terminator movies that scared me as a kid is that scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger takes out his eye.
Oh, gross.
Which is so gross to me as a kid, you know.
But
thinking back, it's like, wow, that's a really well done scene.
Yeah, and like I think a lot of people when they get into visual effects, that's like the movie that they remember, the Terminator 2 and the.
Oh yeah, T2 changed a lot of things for special effects.
Right,
and I mean that just the dream with the atomic bomb.
Exactly.
And because I am older than the rest of you, my first Stan Winston creature was actually Predator.
Oh,
I saw Predator before anything else. I saw Terminator a few years after. I mean, it had been out for a few years. And then I saw Terminator and then T2 and the landmark changes that it brought.
Wow.
So at this point, I would like to take an aside. And Kevin, when we went to a Rat Attack concert this last week, we spent some time. You know how if you've ever been to a techno concert, in order to take your eyes off of these two people playing synthesizers a lot of the time, there is a screen in the back that plays these really trippy videos. And Kevin and I, after one song, looked at each other and went, is this... And then we looked back at the screen, and it's like, it is Predator.
Yeah, I actually was showing a lot of jungle scenes, and there was one close-up scene of someone's face with that kind of Predator, like, heat sensor vision or whatever it was. And for the longest time, I was like, I don't want to tell Dom that this is Predator, but I think it is. Until they finally got to the scene with Arnold Schwarzenegger just, like, gritting his teeth.
And we just looked at each other and went, being looped Predator, back and forth. Isn't it?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it is Predator. Back to being on Stan Winston's topic, though.
Right.
So let's go straight into this. We've prepared a list of the top 3 Stan Winston creatures that we like the most, and then we're gonna go through the different things that he's worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go straight into those creature lists right
top
now.
Top 3 creatures. Go
straight from 3 to 1 for each one of us. We'll just do
number 3 is Garignac.
Really?
What's that?
It's the rock monster from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest.
Because it was just so funny. Garignac. 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 It's not...
You didn't like the inside-out pig monster?
The inside-out pig monster was funny, but the Garignac just got the most laughs out of me because It was just so silly, you know? That was him just going, you know what? They want me to make a rock monster, so let's just go nuts.
It's a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, and they're moving.
Actually, that scene is one of the few in which I've laughed hard enough that Leto is actually scared of me.
Yeah, I know.
And not
like...
for the actual Grignac rock monster, but the inside-out pig monster.
Yes.
Oh,
when it squirts, when it explodes.
It's so gross. Exploded. I didn't get why you were laughing so hard. I was like, it's funny. It's over.
My number two is the T-1000.
T-1000? Oh, okay.
Wait, which was the T-1000?
It was the one
liquid metal. Yeah, though, that's when I decided I wanted to do visual effects, the T-1000. Yeah, it was very impressive.
That's when I decided that I wouldn't trust people anymore.
Oh! It still looks good now. It surprises me.
You need to get yourself a dog.
No!
Oh my god.
The dog can detect which ones
are human.
How's
Wolfie?
And which ones
are fine,
the
dear.
Terminators.
Oh my god.
Your foster parents are dead.
We're just going to bring Schwarzenegger in all over the place, aren't we?
Yeah.
Terminators, man. We get to talk about him in 1 month after talking to him, actually. So
oh, yeah?
That's going to be exciting.
We're going to bring in Christian Bale at some point, too, right?
Because they can yell at each other.
Because we're professionals.
Are you a professional?
Yeah, I am. Are you asking me out?
Ew,
number one, please.
Number one is not actually the Tyrannosaurus, which is the most memorable one, but the best one for me was the whatever the ones were that the spinning ones in Jurassic Park.
Oh, the
something
Dilophosaurus.
Yeah, because I really liked the effect where they had the flaring.
Oh yeah,
gill
the frilly things.
The frilly things, and then they would they did the and they spat on what is
Newman.
It Newman.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was really scary. Actually, I think that was more scary of that thing than the T-Rex.
The T-Rex is more memorable. That's the thing, because it was, you know, the big... Am I allowed to touch the table now?
Okay, Dom's going to be touching the table. You're going to hear some thumping.
And so, you know, you had that entire setup with the... And then you see the big eyeball. You know, that's really cool. But you get a lot more of the sense of actual life from the smaller ones.
My top three are probably the classic three Stan Winston creatures. You've got the Queen from Aliens.
Yep.
You have the Terminator, the T-800 endoskeleton, classic crunching his way over human skulls, and the Ghost from The Sixth Sense. Man, I mean, he looks just like Bruce Willis. I can't imagine how much work went into making that thing look like Bruce Willis, and like it moved around. Okay, you're not falling for this. The number one for me is...
Those textures are really good.
The number one for me is the Yautja, the Predator.
Definitely my top three is the thing from The Thing, where the dog was like all disgusted looking. It looked very real when I saw it. I was like, oh my god.
I love disgusting dog.
No, it's gross.
All the tentacles coming out of its body.
And I couldn't believe how old that movie was. It still looked like...
1982, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then the dog flies through the ceiling.
Dude, what? Okay,
you guys have lost me, so...
You've never seen The Thing?
No.
What?
Nope.
You have to.
John Carpenter.
It's a really good movie.
It's awesome.
It's very scary. And it's not... It doesn't even do
that's
much.
That's the one that's in the Arctic, right?
Yeah, with Kurt Russell.
And it's and
well,
I didn't think it'd be scary.
That's a classic kind of one where it's more about paranoia than the actual.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You don't
but
see
the actual
the thing.
Creature effects of the thing are
really good.
Freaky okay. too.
Yeah, but you don't see very much of it. But the thing is, what happened was when I was seeing that movie, my phone rang and I was freaking out. Like, what the f- not cool. Oh, I'm sorry. What the fuck? Not cool.
What the fuck is very cool. You can follow them on Twitter.
Exactly.
I really it sucks that their timing belt broke.
I know.
Yeah, I also heard that
they're working this weekend.
I heard that their floor got really messed up by the earthquake, when they spilled all those noodles.
Okay.
I got this feeling we're going to talk about that again.
Seriously.
Oh, well, anyways, going on.
And I also have to say that the TA-1000, that liquid metal looked so good.
It's, oh, wow, two T-1000s.
No, but
it's
was...
It's an impressive
even now, it's from the
creature.
80s, and it still looks
90s.
Pretty good.
90s. 92.
92, but still from 92, like over 10 years, and it still looks that good, like... I was impressed. And number one, I think I was going to say, I was going to do the whole Jurassic Park thing, but then now I was thinking, maybe I should say AI, like, because I really like those robots as well. Those robots look really good
okay.
in AI.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go to my list of top three. So those being small soldiers, the gorillas from Congo, And
Congo, really?
The Wookiees in the Star Wars Christmas special. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Can you give us a real list?
No. My real list being the T-800. Right. So now that's 2 against 2. Oh, yeah.
We know who wins in a fight against the T-800 versus the T-1000.
Well, who gives the thumbs up at the end?
Ooh,
the Grenadier.
Anyways, my number two being The Thing from The Thing.
Nice.
Especially Freaky Dog. And my number... No mention of Iron Man in this
creatures.
List.
Oh, yeah, okay, we're creatures.
Well, no, Iron Man, I guess. Anything he created.
Well, Iron Man was good at me.
Iron Man was close for me, but I had to pick the classics.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad about picking Garignac over Iron Man.
My number one being the T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
Nice. Wow.
Nice.
Two versus two?
Yeah, a lot of common things, even though there's a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about that we're going to be like, wow, I can't believe one guy did all of these things, but the team,
well,
you know.
Well, one guy in his studio.
Well, in his studio. Well, like, you know, one guy inspired.
The vision, right?
Yeah, all of these things. Just the idea that the T-Rex, all those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, that changed everything for me. I really wanted to get into film, special effects, science fiction, everything from that point. It's the true moment I knew when I was going to become a geek.
Cool.
And
you got to thank Stan Winston. He worked on a lot of great things that a lot of geeks love. So let's go straight into the list of memorable Stan Winston creatures. Anyone want to throw some out before I go through the list?
Inside Out Pig.
Iron Man.
Fake Garignac.
His Iron Man suits look stellar.
Do you remember when we saw the Iron Man suit?
Oh, yeah. I remember I saw them at Comic-Con. I've also seen the pictures when Stan Winston was there with them at Comic-Con with Jon Favreau.
Ooh.
And it was just like, wow, I can't believe they're doing real suits for this. They could obviously do CGI, but like, wow.
But it looks that much. You see it in the movie.
And like, it was so incredible when you see him actually putting the suit on in the movie and you have all the hydraulics and mechanisms that just put clamp on to
him. I love just looking at that one boot and then all these tiny little things inside move.
They thought of everything. It looked pretty real. Like, I believed it. And that's what
I will go on record saying that the Iron Man Mark III suit in the Iron Man movie is my favorite Iron Man suit design.
And also,
although it's kind of,
it was great in the theater because I was going like, this is pornography for watchmakers.
Oh, really?
You just watch all of the little gears and mechanisms that make the Iron Man suit work. You just go, wow, that's really well put together. I bet this is what it feels like for when watchmakers look at porn.
Do you wonder if it's like, or would they criticize, say, that can't happen? Or would they say like,
this is Iron Man.
That's because they don't have art technology.
Oh, art technology. That's right.
I wish my watch was like that.
Exactly.
Maybe I can just strap one of Iron Man's
Robert Downey Jr. made that suit in a cave. Out of scraps.
With a pile of scraps.
Oh, my God.
Any other ones you want to mention? I know, Mike, you have some very obscure ones you were mentioning right before the show. But you might as well just say them now because I'm not listing them out.
That was in jest.
Well, yeah, we already had an entire list from Kevin in jest.
those are ones I still noted on my list. I'm talking about Pumpkinhead.
Oh, he did Pumpkinhead. I forgot.
He directed Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
Well, if you want some Disney trivia, I have that.
Okay, go lay it on us. Oh, no, I know what this is.
He got his start learning from Bob Schiffer, who worked at Walt Disney Studios. And Bob Schiffer was basically the lead on The Shaggy Dog back in 1960-whatever. Maybe 1959, I believe. And Stan Winston Studios was actually involved in Disney's remake 2005. So it's a kind of a full circle thing for Stan Winston right there.
Cool.
Did you see the remake?
I did. It was one of those on the plane, wasn't it?
I saw it
on a plane ride, yeah.
There's a lot of Disney movies that you end up seeing on a plane. That's how I saw The Game Plan.
That's how I saw The Game Plan.
Yeah.
I still need to see The Game Plan.
Oh, Lita also saw The Game Plan on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was quite good.
For an airplane movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fall asleep.
Exactly. Over.
All right, let's go through this list. One of the really interesting things I noticed early on in his career was that he made the Mr. Roboto face mask
for Styx.
For the Styx music video of the
same.
What? Oh, yeah, that was Winston.
Oh, man.
And then let's move on. He did work for The Thing, the T-800, the Alien Queen, Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he did Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah. He does lots of Burton.
He does a lot of, like, Burton, Burton things, but also, like, a lot of things with little tinkering things, because he also did Batman Returns with the Penguin, Catwoman, and the entire miniature at the very beginning of the park in Gotham City.
Oh.
Him and...
Yeah, the thing is that with Sam Winston, a lot of the times you go for the special effects and you forget about the makeup.
Yeah, he does a lot of the makeup. I feel like him and James Cameron, him and Tim Burton have
him and James Cameron, him and Steven Spielberg, him and Tim Burton. I'm like, jeez, man.
He works with awesome directors.
John Favreau.
John Favreau.
Zathura.
He did Zathura?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, well, you know, he can't pick and choose.
The studio's got to eat.
Work it, John Favreau. Kids got to eat. You got to do something with that swingers money.
He even did, like, interview with a vampire with the makeup, and I was like, I didn't like the movie, but the makeup was
just to make sure he didn't do Twilight, right?
No.
He was dead, right? He was long dead, right?
Well, his studio might have been slated to do it, but I don't think he did.
No.
His studio's expensive, and Twilight was made on the cheap.
Yeah. He's
just checking. Just checking. Had to check.
Other things in the list, Predator.
Ooh, yeah.
The gorillas in Congo.
Yeah, that's right. Gorillas.
Small Soldiers. Galaxy Quest. Ooh, the robots in AI. Wow, we listed a lot of these. Iron Man and the Wookiees in the Star Wars Christmas special.
The Wookiees?
Including Stinky.
Happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day, Lita.
Happy Life Day.
Wookiee Life Day.
Wookiee.
So, I mean, what other things do you want to... What other things do you remember from his different creatures? There was a lot of really good ones, and I know I just listed them out.
It's just moments in the films when the Predator unmasks for the first time.
Yeah, the thing is that a lot of the time, he was the one who helped make special effects, not just a special effect, but he made special effects that were characters.
Right.
You know,
he did character design as well.
I mean, that goes beyond the makeup part because, you know, the makeup is just helping an actor. The special effects were the actors in a lot of these movies.
The alien queen. I mean, aliens, you know, they all look alike. And then suddenly this queen is a huge beast. And it's the equal of Ripley on that screen. And you know they're just going to have to throw down.
When she's in the power litter?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Get away from her, you... Yeah, something.
Not like, S-word.
Yes.
I feel like he's really good at making things like you've never seen before look realistic. Like, that was...
Well, that's because it was a real thing, too.
Real thing.
It was like something real. Whole, like, it's not, hey, these are some physical ping pong balls. Yeah. We're going to
Well, that's what I hate about CG is, like, you know it looks fake. Like, people just use it rather than making the actual real thing. But, like, using CG to enhance real things, like with Iron Man, I think that's a lot better, and then you could be more believable.
Stan Winston, natural male enhancement.
Yeah. And things you've never seen these. You've never seen what a dinosaur really looks like, or you've never seen what a predator really looks like, but he's able to create things that are believable and scary and, you know, make the movie look, have a memorable moment for you, especially when you were children. Like, some of those creatures are scared for life.
I hated Stan Winston when I was a kid.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of
you
scary
didn't even know
stuff.
Who he was and you hated him.
I know.
Whoever that guy was.
You didn't have some adult come up to you and be like, you know all those things that scare you?
Stan
One
Winston.
Guy made those.
And he'll come after you.
Candyman, candy.
Candycam.
He's a really nice guy, though.
Candy DMs.
Oh, my God. But I don't know, yeah, when I was a kid, I was afraid of every single character that, you know, even that he made. Even the
I used to have nightmares about that scene in Terminator I talked about.
Oh,
the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And what really disappoints me with that upcoming, the Terminator 4, the Salvation movie, is that... Well, no, not just that, but
like
a lot of the makeup stuff is really being touched up with CG a lot. And you can actually start seeing it in, like, the trailer scenes.
Yeah.
And what's the point of that? Like, how is that saving you money? Like, CG is expensive too, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think they wanted to have the whole thing of, like, I think it's the whole thing they wanted to, like, save the money on, well, not save the money, but they wanted to show more of the skeleton from underneath, so they had it, like, whole chunks more come off, and with makeup, it's, you know, it's hard to do that, because you really have to build another layer, and then tear off that layer.
Right.
In my opinion also, I mean, it saves a lot of time in the trailer, because I mean, just thinking about all the makeup time that goes in there, you know, you hear stories about, say, Ron Perlman in Hellboy. It was like 8 hours to put his makeup on every day, right?
Yep.
Right.
With Ron Baker.
But he's a pro.
Yeah, I mean, six Academy Awards.
But it is a definitely a matter.
Are you a professional?
It is definitely a matter of time and money, you know?
But I feel like if you put the time into it, the better the movie will be. And CG can't fix everything, you know? Like
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, bird.
I don't remember any CG in the Star Wars movies. Which ones are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're imaginary.
Anyways, I do want to also mention that at least Stan Winston is getting a credit for Terminator Salvation. At least I think his studio is still working on it. And
they're also still working on Avatar, aren't they, for Cameron?
No.
I'm not sure. I don't think
Cameron uses his own studio.
Yeah, they severed ties after James Cameron created his own studio during the time when he filmed Titanic.
Yeah.
I think it's still listed on the Stan Winston Studios.
Oh, okay.
Probably,
well,
maybe.
Let's definitely double check on that one.
That was one thing I actually liked about McGee at WonderCon was he said, yeah, I mean, without Stan Winston, a lot of us wouldn't be in this business. So with the blessing of like his studio, the movie Terminator Salvation is dedicated to Stan Winston.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the agree at Pixar. Like, a lot of them got their visual specs start from looking at his movies, and that's what we talk about at lunch. Like, oh man, remember seeing that scene in Terminator 2? That's when I decided I'm going to go with visual specs. And I'm like, that's awesome.
I'm actually sure for a lot of them, for a lot of people in the movie industry for special effects, that scene in Terminator 2 was it.
Yeah,
Terminator
exactly.
2, Jurassic Park, all of those things.
Not Congo, though.
Not Small Soldiers.
Ouch! No, I'm kidding. So, you know, I'm at least glad when we go see the new Terminator movie, which we are going to be doing right before we do our interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I'm going to be really happy when I see dedicated to Stan Winston. At least, you know, there's an acknowledgement that
I'm going to applaud
that film,
right.
The whole Terminator series required that he was there. It would not have been possible without him giving that vision of the different, you know, the robots. But I want to also touch on another point in that when they did make the Alien versus Predator movies,
oh my God.
Mr. Paul W.S. Anderson, professional dick, decided not to hire Stan Winston Studios.
What?
Despite Stan Winston creating both the Alien Queen and the Predator.
Now, let's not go too far about the whole Alien thing. We know H.R. Giger designed the Alien, but yeah, like, Stan Winston is tied to both properties, the two properties that are supposed to be fighting each other.
Right.
Actually, Giger is supposed to have contributed to designing the Predator also.
Oh wow.
It's one of those urban legends where Stan Winston was on a plane and H.R. Giger happened to be on the same plane and he helped him out with the redesign of the Predator because Jean-Claude Van Damme was just not working out.
Ooh. Maybe they could team up and make the ultimate, I don't know, they could have teamed up or something.
Anyways, Mr. Paul W.S. Anderson, you are a jerk. You didn't know what you were doing with your movie, and that's why it sucked.
That's not the only reason why it sucked.
Okay. The other reason that it sucked was because you made it.
And I guess it only did well because of sheer luck. And that second one bombed.
Yeah. From a geek standpoint, it was held in Antarctica. And you've already established in Predator canon that they thrive in hot environments, not cold.
Your plot holes.
Anyways, when we get back from our little break, we're going to be talking about the future projects we wish that Mr. Winston could have worked on. So definitely stay around for that. Since this is a podcast, you're not like going to tune out anyways.
Thank you, listeners. We still love you.
Hi, I'm Paul W.S. Anderson, director of such hit films as Resident Evil Extinction and Aliens vs. Predator.
I'm McGee, director of just one hit movie, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
That movie was really good.
Thanks. I liked your Resident Evil as well.
But I gotta ask you, every once in a while I'm trying to pitch my movie to this new studio executive and I'm like, hey, this guy's not paying attention to me. What do I gotta do to be a hitman like you, Mr. McGee?
Well, you see, when I go in to pitch my crappy movies, what I need is some natural executive enhancement, like nose grow.
What's nose grow?
Nose grow is a special pill that gives you more blood circulation to your nose, making it longer, making your pitches last longer, and so that you can please all of those studio executives who want to ask you such silly questions as, is this movie going to be any good? Or will people come to see this?
I gotta ask you, Mr. McGee, like, I'm a really young guy. I don't know if I can handle this sort of stuff. I mean, how am I gonna be doing it?
Well, you see, Mr. Paul W.S. Anderson, what I use is Nose Grow Silver, packed full of vitamins and minerals that
let me... But I don't like vitamins!
Well, you see, now, just for you, there's Nose Grow Gold, laced with crack for the new young Hollywood executive.
That's good, because I love crack.
Take it from me. I am Night Shyamalan. Nose Grow is what gave me the market penetration I needed to just coast through the rest of my movies.
Nose Grow, now available in silver and gold. Find it at your local pharmacy in L.A. Brought to you by Sharon Plow.
All right, welcome back, and we're going to be talking about the future projects we wish that Mr. Winston could have worked on. So what have you guys thought up of? I'm wondering if we're going to have some similarities here. Remember, this doesn't have to be projects that are even greenlit for becoming anything in the future. This is just anything you want adapted into a film, and you want Mr. Winston to work on, of course.
I would not have minded Mr. Winston working on the Avengers movie.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, if anybody can make Thor look vaguely good, it would be Stan Winston. Because he just doesn't fit in with anybody else, you know? You've got Captain America, he's super science. You've got the Wasp, she's super science. You've got the Hulk, he's pseudoscience. And then you've got Thor. He's
a god.
Norse god.
He's a mythology. He's not even real.
Then it's like, so you can have Iron Man, you can have not Spider-Man. You can have Captain America, you can have Iron Man, you know, all of these, you know, things that would just look so much better with Winston behind the wheel here. And then you would I would want to see what he did with Thor. To try and make Thor, you know,
awesome.
Even vaguely believable.
Well, if they stuck with the Ultimates theming, which they seem to be doing with Samuel L. Jackson, Thor's suit
could actually, kind of boring.
It could actually be made, you know, kind of technological with all those circles and the orbs that have the energy coming out of them.
I see.
I would definitely want to see what Winston would do with that.
That actually, the Avengers movie was actually my first choice also, simply because of the work he did on Iron Man.
Exactly.
And I wanted to see what he could do with the S.H.I.E.L.D. Helicarrier.
Ooh.
I would like to see that on the screen.
That would have been awesome.
It would have been great.
This gigantic base. Ooh. Just a gigantic, like, oh, the flying in the sky.
It's an aircraft carrier. Okay. That's huge, and it flies.
All right. Okay, so my pick would be, if this ever became a live-action movie, I would have liked to seen him do the Eva movie, like the Evangelion movie. Ooh. See how those creatures he would have made
actually,
them.
He would have done a really good job.
I know. I think he would be the only one who could make them look really real.
Yeah, especially for the actual Eva units themselves. I think he's the only one that would make it look not stupid.
Exactly. And I think it would have been a really awesome movie if he did it.
And another one coming from my comic book geek background is the Green Lantern movie. If they ever actually do
they have greenlit it.
If they're doing the Green Lantern Corps,
he would
be the one for all the aliens. Kilowog, Salek. All of them.
Rotlop fan. The F sharp bell.
Right.
That would be awesome.
That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
All sorts of aliens, yeah.
I'm going to chime in with a comics based property as well. If they ever did make the television series for Fables, Stan Ooh. Winston is the only man that would have been allowed to do it. And still, that's why I doubt they should ever make the
to
series.
Do all the wooden soldiers and stuff.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh my god. You imagine what he could do? There's so much. Every character he could do something with.
Yeah, definitely.
Any others? I got a couple others.
A few. I'll just chime in on other people's for now though.
All right. So we already have seen a trailer for this. It's Spike Jonze's Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, that one.
I would have loved if Winston could have worked on some of those creatures.
Then
they look good right now, but
then maybe it wouldn't have scared the crap out of kids. And then again, given what we've said, his mutant power was to scare the crap out of kids.
I think it would have made him worse. It would have made him more scary. It would be like, I don't want to read that book anymore.
All right, I have some other ones. If they ever did finally push on with this property, although I don't really care that much for it, I think he would have done a good job with the Halo movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
or
given the aliens in there. Yeah, Half-Life.
Oh my god!
They ever turn that into a movie?
If they turn that into a movie and make it really scary, he would be the one.
He's already done the aliens face hugger, so he could do the head crab really easily.
Yeah. Oh my god!
It would just basically be moving the face hugger up a few inches.
If they make that a movie, I'm never I couldn't even watch it, and like those kids are gonna be so scared.
No kid would watch the Half-Life movie. Who would care? It's like, why am I watching this nerdy guy with a crowbar?
finally, the last one on my list would be, they're already filming this anyways, but The Hobbit. Or, you know, like, there just wasn't the opportunity for a studio to work on the Lord of the Rings movies. I still think he, and I mean, they did a great job. I just would have loved to know what he would have done That's with those true. Kind of things, the Tolkien characters.
Cool. I would have liked him to do, like, a zombie movie of some sort. I don't know what it would be.
Diary of the Dead.
Or, like, I want to see what his take of the zombie life would
Resident
be.
Resident Evil.
With Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh, God.
You know how well those two work together. You guys don't have any others.
Right? No. I'm still trying to think, actually.
Maybe a Gundam movie?
Tron 2?
Tron 2.
Tron 2?
Or, like, I don't know, maybe he could build a Gundam and see what that would be like. He could probably make it real.
I don't know that actually Stan Winston would be a good fit for Tron, because he makes things look real.
Yeah.
That's
and,
true.
And the virtual world in Tron is all about being surreal.
It mostly got in my head because of Jeff Bridges in Iron Man.
Oh,
he just wanted him to be, he just wanted to say that line, right?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Tron.
Weird.
Tony Stark built this in a cave
with a pile of scraps.
We're nerds?
Yeah.
Are you surprised by this?
Yes.
You've been dating Kevin for how long now and you didn't realize we're nerds?
You should have known from the first day.
What about if he did Transformers?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think it would have been a bit, the look might have been a bit more faithful if he did do it.
And it would look more realistic.
There's nothing to knock like the current ones. I think actually... That's the only really good selling point of the first movie.
Yeah, the CG,
You mean you don't like, what's his name?
No.
Oh,
no. We're talking about him later on.
Yeah, okay.
Do not mention his name. Okay, going on.
do not mention his name. Oh, my God. I guess I would like to have seen him do, I wonder what his take on Watchmen would have been like. It's so realistic. I mean, like,
well, there's only really one person who needs that much makeup. And really, they did as best as they could with him. Just had a guy and they put CG over him, you know?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, well, yeah.
I have one more, but it just escapes me.
I mean.
Oh, yeah, I got it back.
All right, go for it.
If they made a StarCraft movie, he would have done a good job.
Zerg.
Yeah,
Zerg. Yeah. Alien Queen.
And Protoss have that high-tech armor.
Yeah.
That would have been like the high tech and the aliens mixed together.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because he definitely does better with science fiction than he does with fantasy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and if you asked any of the StarCraft team, I'm sure they'd point to Stan Winston, the H.R. Geiger's inspiration.
They'd probably be like, some of our designs were stolen from Stan Winston.
Inspired by.
Oh, yes.
But I would, thinking about the aliens and whatnot, I'm imagining a Star Trek. By Stan Winston now.
Well, that's the thing.
He kind of got Galaxy Quest.
And he did a wonderful job.
He loved working on Galaxy Quest too, apparently.
But the whole thing about Star Trek is, you know, the difference between the Star Wars universe and the Star Trek universe is that Star Wars has aliens. And Star Trek has people with funny nose jobs.
And ridges.
And ridges, yeah.
That's a funny nose
job. Well, they do also have some aliens.
Some, but they're pretty rare.
Alien-ish aliens.
but if you've got a big budget or a big movie budget behind you, you can get those alien aliens.
Or sperm whales.
Sperm whales in space.
Because you need them to talk to aliens, right?
I thought we were talking about humpback whales.
Oh, humpback.
Sperm whales, what?
Sorry, we were thinking sperm whales because sperm is an S word.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, well, those are all my ideas.
Any other thoughts?
All right, let's finish this.
All right. So, if you want to reach us by email, you can always check us out at feedback@... If you want to reach us, just send us any email to feedback@esh-words-podcast.com. Don't forget, we also post up the regular notes and some other information about us that no one really cares about at www.s-words-podcast.com. And also we have the usual Twitter account, twitter.com/s_words.
Which is just Dom's Twitter account, really. Is it?
Which has become the Dom Twitter account.
Pretty much. Thanks, Kevin. You're a jerk.
And now, if you want to know where he is, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, like, don't forget that, Lita, you finally joined Twitter now, huh?
No. I will deny it all the way.
Anyways, next week we're going to be going over a topic that's going to be very painful for us. And not the actual topic itself, but because of what we have to do to prepare for it. I believe next week's topic is Super Saiyans.
Ave Internet! Morituri te saluterum! Salutamus, isn't it? Salutamus. Dang.
What?
Hail, internets. We who are about to die salute you.
Yeah, so we're going to have to watch the new Dragon Ball Evolution movie beforehand.
I'm out.
I think Dom and I are going to on a very special man date.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to be holding each other the entire time, huddling for warmth in the cold, cold.
Unless it gets like 80% around tomatoes. I'm out.
You mean 8%?
Even Chun-Li didn't get 8%. He got 6.
All right, so that's going to be next week. Anyways, let's lead off with a little quote sound off, starting with Mr. Dom.
Have you seen this boy?
It bleeds. We can kill it.
Your foster parents are dead.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me. You have to say it right.
Come with me if you want to live.
Up and at some.
Up and at them.
Up and at some.
Up and at them.
What's this
for? Up and at them. Okay. Last week on 24. Okay.